Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, this has been quite a day already. Let me ask you this question. What is the use of being born? Of being born? If you're not making our world better, our children's life better, what is the use of being born? What is the use if you're not making life better for the future of our children? You see, and just remember this, attacking the rich is not envy. Attacking the rich is not envy. It is a self-defense. The hoarding of wealth is the cause of poverty. The rich aren't just indifferent to poverty. They created it, and they maintain it. They make sure that the people have nothing, and we have people to go along with that. Unbelievable. We actually have people to go along with the rich in order to make other people suffer. Unbelievable. You see, freedom is acquired by conquest. It's not by gift. It must be pursued constantly and responsibly. That's a fact. Freedom is not an idea that's located outside of man. Nor is it an idea which becomes a myth. It is rather an indispensable condition for the quest for human completion. That's right. Freedom would, you see, there's never going to be freedom for anyone who's been oppressed, they're able to take it. Without a conflict, that would never happen. So we have to make sure that we're doing the things that we're supposed to do. See, I get a chance to talk to a lot of people in the community. And the people in the community, I'm beginning to think by them listening to my show, they get it now. See, at first, black folks didn't get it. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. You see, people nowadays, they want materialistic things. They don't care about the future. They'll go out and buy them a new car. They don't have food in the house. Don't have a place to stay. You know, they'll go out and buy them a brand new car and do not have a place to stay, which makes no sense to me. You see, you got to have a place to lay your head. Now, this young man came today, and he spoke. He said he is sick and tired of what's going on in Ben Harper. My question to him was, when did you get sick and tired? When did you decide that you were not going to take any more of this crap? How far are you willing to go? Are you willing to sacrifice your freedom? You talk to me. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what you're about. You see, he said, what is going on in the city of Benton Harbor today is unacceptable. And it's the truth. It is. But we have allowed it to get to this point, you see. And he went on talking about the mayor. He said that this guy, like I always said this, that he's the worst mayor that the city of Benton Harbor have ever had. The worst mayor in the history of Benton Harbor. He is. He's the biggest sellout. Marcus Muhammad has been robbed of himself. He has been robbed of his knowledge. Right now, he's not worth a nickel. But we had an opportunity to eliminate him. But you're not going to eliminate him as long as you got Tiffany Moore working as the clerk and Benton Hopper. It's not going to happen. You are not going to eliminate her because she's one of them. She actually works for Whirlpool Corporation. They actually put her as the Benton Hopper city clerk. They put her in there. They picked her up and put her in there. You know, because what they're doing, they're building a machine. You see, where you have to beat the machine and the person that's running for office. You're not just going to beat the person running for office. You got to beat the machine because they know exactly what they're doing. Fortunate. It's unfortunate that we have allowed these people to take over our city. Remember that it's more of us than them. You know? And let me say this. The city manager, Alex Little. Now, he sued the city. He received $250,000. They fired him. And he came back and sued. He won. Then I believe this. I'm not positive, but he went out to Florida, where he was trying to cash people checks, and he lost. He didn't go to jail or nothing. But this is what they said. I don't know how true it is. I'm just putting it out there. If it's not true, forgive me. But it's dead. Then he went over to Dollarad here in Benton Hopper. Ellis Mitchell, his friend, put him up in Dollarad. It was okay by the elected officials. Marcus Muhammad, Dwayne Seeks, Ron Singleton, Edward Eisen, and also Sharon Henderson and Juanita Henry. These are the ones who approved that. They approved it. And then he went on to give himself a $30,000 raise without the permission. He thought it was going to fly because of his friend Ellis Mitchell, who did no work. Remember, he was practically stealing the city dry. He was stealing everything. But this guy gave himself a $30,000 raise, but he was caught. Emma Knob busted him wide open, caught him giving himself a $30,000 raise. They went on to fire him from Dollarad. He was stealing money from Dollarad too. Now, he just wasn't stealing money, just not giving himself a $30,000 raise. He was stealing the money also. Every place he go, he steals money. That's him. Every place he goes, he steals money. So now remember this. He sued the city and won $250,000. Then he goes over to Dollarad, steals $30,000, but get caught, get fired. Then he walk across the street to City Hall, and Mayor Marcus Muhammad and Ellis Mitchell hires him and give him a raise for stealing the $30,000. Oh, he was caught. This is shameful and disgraceful. But when the people don't speak up, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get this on a continuous basis. You are going to get this on a continuous basis because nobody is watching the chickens. You got the fox inside the house. And he's going to continue. Now they're trying to promote him once again to city manager. You see, lots and lots and lots of money has came up missing. When I said lots of money, I mean exactly that. See, Alex Little know how to cook the books. He's a professional at that. He know how to cook the books. And that's what he's been doing all his life. Two financial directors resigned because they would not give him the documentation of the missing money. They would not give him or them, both of them, either one of them. It's the same thing. Now, why would two people resign? Why? Why would two people resign? It makes no sense. Why would two people resign and leave their job? Because they was going to make them the fall person. You see, that's what the plan. And they knew this. They said, no, no, this don't look right. But anytime you have a mayor like Marcus Muhammad, he's a lousy mayor. He can't even take care of his own household. How is he going to run the city? He's getting help by Whirlpool Corporation and Cornerstone Alliance. They're the one who's behind all this stuff. When you're dealing with corrupt people, which Whirlpool Corporation has a history of being corrupt. They've been corrupt all since I've been here, and I've been here almost 40 years, and got away with it. Cornerstone Alliance, corrupt. They've been here almost 40 years. Well, I don't know how long they've been, but I've been here 40 years. I can say that. But my point is, we allow these people to do what they do. And that's how the Sambo of the Year award got started. Matter of fact, Marcus Muhammad won the first Sambo of the Year award. That's right. Marcus Muhammad won the very first Sambo of the Year. And he's a Sambo. He's a real Sambo. He's a butt killer. He can't wait to kiss those white folks' butt. You know, if no white, he'd be running around trying to find a white butt to kiss. You used to see him. You know, I mean, how could his wife have any respect for him? Huh? How? He's a low-life scumbag. But it's unfortunate the city, the residents of Benton Harbor, has accepted this guy. Ain't no such thing as making them do records. He's not listening to the residents. He's listening to what Whirlpool and Cornerstone Alliance are saying. That's who he's listening to. That's his daddy. Whirlpool is his daddy. And Cornerstone Alliance is his stepdaddy. But we have to make sure that we take care of our children. And it's so bad that, and it's shameful, you know. You still got, like, Ron Singleton, like, when he retired from and there's some McGinnis know this. McGinnis know that he wasn't no lieutenant when he retired. He know it. So he's just as guilty as Ron Singleton. He wasn't a lieutenant when he retired, but he's getting lieutenant pension money right now. He's been stealing for over 10 years from the city and getting away with it. He's been stealing for over 10 years and getting away with that from the residents of Benton Harbor. He stole the whole radio station from the Kelly family. So now he's stealing money from each and every one of you who's listening to this program. He is listening. and he should listen. These are the low-life scumbags. That's what they are. You name them. You got Marcus, scumbag. You got Dwayne Cease, a scumbag. You got Ron Singleton, a scumbag. You got Edward Eisen, a scumbag. Sharon Henderson, a scumbag. They're the top scumbags, and yet and still, the people accept. You have to vote these people out. You have to make sure you're doing what needs to be done. Because what is going on in Benton Harbor? People all around the country. We have over 26 radio stations that's going to be playing this. We have over 26 radio stations that's going to be playing what I'm saying today. I'm all over this country. And they listen because they understand. People in Benton Harbor don't understand. They have no clue of what's going on. They don't have a clue. That's why they are able to get away with it. That's why they had to get rid of me, because I knew what was going on. I knew what was happening. They're stealing you dry. They're stealing you dry. Kickback. Pay to play. That's what's going on here in the city of Benton Harbor. And these got people are getting away with it. But we got an ace in the hole. We're going to win at the end. We're going to win it for our children. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And we got to make sure that we're doing the things that need to be done. Let me talk a little bit about this ghetto tax. Now, Gaza, the Palestinians, I'm against them slowing, but the Palestinians, they're not going to come out and march for the black folks. They're not going to do it. They are not going to come out and march for black folks. That is not going to happen. They're not going to do it. So, don't, you know, I sympathize with them, but I'm not going to be out there marching for them. I'm not going to be out there marching with them. They hate black people, you see. And it's because of these guys here. They, if you want to eat, you go to their store. That's you. I'd rather travel 5-10 miles than go to one of their stores for gas or anything else. I'm not going to do it. You know, racist money. Arab got racist money. They'll never spend money with black folks. Never. They're just not going to do it. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to make sure we're doing the things that need to be done. We're trying to make sure that we're on top of what we need to do. We're trying to make sure that everything that's happening is happening. Arabs is never going to spend no dollar with no black person. Arabs ain't. They'll call the police on you if you ain't doing nothing. The Chinese, they're not going to spend no money with black folks. The Japanese, they're not going to spend no money with black people. But yet we're willing to spend our dollars with them. I'm not spending a dollar. Only choice is white folks. Because black people don't have businesses. They won't let us. We have to come in through the back door. We have to come in through the back door in order to start a business. And they all over us. Every mistake you make, they're going to be on you. Like white on right. Black people are the most hated people in the whole wide world. Black folks. Black folks hate black folks. It ain't just the Arabs. It ain't just the Chinese. It ain't just the Japanese. It ain't just the Italians, it ain't just the Polish people, it ain't just the Frenchmen, it ain't just the people from the UK. People hate black people. But we love them. We got, you know, anytime you have a Marcus Muhammad, a scumbag like that, he wants white folks to love him. People don't like him. They know he's a fraud. They know it. Once they get through using him, they're going to treat him just like they did Hightower. They body slammed Hightower. They body slammed him. You know, he's just half of a man right now. Yeah. And you could tell him I said, he's just half of a man. You know? And they're going to cut this Marcus Muhammad down to his size. He's got to be one of the most selfish individuals in the world. When he was born, he was nothing. He didn't care. He was nothing. That's why he's trying so hard to make the like, white folks to like. White folks is not going to like you. White folks hate us. They hate our guts. They hate us. And they're going to hate us. But I ain't mad at them. That's on you. You see, we still going to do what we need to do to make things happen. You see, a lie don't become truth. Wrong don't become right, even if you're white. Black folks, don't try to be like these folks. Take care of your people. Take care of your people. Even does not become good just because your friend do it, your cousin doing it, your brother doing it. It do not become good. It's your friend or a member of your family. The truth do not need any help. When you tell the truth can stand alone. The truth don't need any help. The truth can take care of its own business. And that's the truth. The truth don't need any help. You know, ghetto cats, all this other stuff. And please, let me talk about this. If the police really want to fix the reputation, campaign to end the drug war, demote and remove every single violent cop. See, this is the only city in the world where you can call the police and you're not sure they're coming. This is the only place I know where you call 911, they ask you, is the person need help, black or white? This is the worst police department in the history of mankind. But they want it that way. Do you know the people over across the bridge want it this way? They want it this way. That's why it's this way. They hate us. They hate our guts. Anytime we do something, they have to do it, try to do it better, or they use the media. Yeah. If the police really want to fix the problem or fix their reputation, they will stop killing black folks. We have to make sure what we're doing is the right thing. We can't continue to be like we are. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but we have to change the way we do business. And then here's the thing. I'm going to close and bring in my first guest. But I want to say this. This is the only place in the whole United States where a person can get fired for stealing $30,000, then walk across the street and get a promotion to assistant city manager. The only place where you run into a Marcus Muhammad, a straight out sellout, and his puppies. Marcus Muhammad and his puppies. You know, these people are sad. Our children will not have a future until people in the community step up to the plate and do what they need to do. Anytime, you know, any man time a man can't take care of his own household, he can't run no city. See, Whirlpool Corporation, they're having hard times now. God is going to punish them. They might even close them down and take with them all you sellouts all you sambos. You see, you think it's all right being a sambo? It's not. And then let me hit on the school board. Anytime you got a trend boy on the school board, anytime, and you sending your child to Benton Harbor Area School, that's child abuse. Anytime you have a trend boy, see, he attacked an 80-year-old woman. I just thank God I wasn't there. I just thank God. He attacked. It was two ladies that are there. You should have saw him. He was like a madman. He is a madman. And then you guys got him over y'all children? What's wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? I never allow someone like that to deal with my children. I love my children too much. I love my children too much. I would never allow someone like Trenton Bowen to be over my children or a Ronaldo Trillin. Those people is a definite no. I love my children too much to allow them to be punished. Child abuse. You're abused by these people. And that's what y'all doing. Y'all allowing your children to be abused by these folks. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it got to stop. We have to stop all these sambos. At any cost, we have to, these sambos, we have to stop them. If we don't stop them, this is what's going on. We must stop these sambos. These sambos are real, and you're destroying the future of your children. These sambos are out here. And the good news is they can be defeated. That's for sure. They can be defeated. And they will. We have to make sure we're doing all the things we need to do. You know, if we're doing the things that we need to do, we don't have to worry about them. We do not have to worry about them if we're doing the things that we're supposed to do. See, there's strength in numbers. And that's why I went outside of Benton Harbor. You know, I went around the country. You know, I got right now 26 radio stations. Right now is going to play this back this week. 26. They're going to hear. Is going to educate their community. 26 right now. 26 people will hear this program. And they're going to love it, play it back, and they want to use this. And also we know. And then when we have the Sambo Super Bowl next February, we're going to have at least right now 26 people putting up $500. Putting up $500 and making sure that the word get around. We're using this as leverage to show what's going on, and every single city should have a Sambo of the Year award. Nobody is going to out-sambo my sambos. They're not going to do it. These people are branded by Whirlpool. They got a big Whirlpool on the back of their neck and a number that Whirlpool has given them. We have about 500 sambos living right here in the city of Benton Harbor, stealing from the residents and going to get away with it because they got Alex Little who know how to deal with the book. He know every place he went, every place. There's not a single place that he have gone that he hadn't done something or, you know, I don't know how many times he been arrested, but he didn't get arrested for the people. He got arrested for himself. That makes a big difference. But we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do because there's so much going on today. Protect our children at all costs. Protect our children at all costs. See, our history was written by those who hung our heroes. Given this fact, it is therefore foolish to believe that the history taught to us today is the truth. It is. They don't want our children to know nothing. And we're helping them. We're helping them by not doing anything. And I mean exactly that. We are helping them by not doing anything. When I say not doing anything, I mean exactly that. We are not doing anything. We are not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not doing what needs to be done. We're just out here. And we should be standing up, fighting back, you know, fighting back the future of our children. We can no longer sit back and allow these people to torture us and our children. And that's what they're doing. You know, they talk about critical race theory. Critical race theory, they got to be out of their mind. That's because they don't want everybody to know the truth. They don't want them to know. They don't want you to know about critical race theory. You know, as a people that has been traumatized, that has been traumatized for over 450 years, for over 450 years, we've been traumatized. We've been abused, mistreated, tortured. Come on. But the hanging was done. The hanging was done by Christmas. People went to church at 11 o'clock, got out, and then they went out, fixed dinner, brought the dinner, and hung a black person. In some cases, even cut the baby out of the person. That's how that was. And they raped the women. The man, the husband had to take his wife to the big house so this guy can rape her. And then when he got with her, he would rape the daughters. And then when he got rid of the daughters, he raped the son. And then he'll rape him. And we got the nerve to want to be like these white devils. We have no shame. Have no shame. But on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, Dr. Tan, and we're going to take it from there. Take me home, Dr. Tan. Take me home.
Okay. All right, dear. Reverend Pickney, you know, what you're saying is important. We always have to go to the root. One thing that we also must always do is check the time. To all your listeners, I want you to always remember, anytime you're talking on a subject, make sure you know what time it is. Like, for instance, when you talk Bible history, call yourself Hebrew Israelite. If you call yourself Nation of Islam, if you call yourself Orthodox Muslim, Sunni, Shiite, whatever you want to call yourself, if you call yourself a Christian, no matter what denomination, Church of God in Christ, or Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, doesn't matter. Start cleaning up your house. Keep things in chronological order. Keep things in time order. Now, a Hebrew Israelite, you can never use the word Jew. Hebrew Israelite, hear me. You can never use the word Jew. Hebrew Israelite, do not use the vocabulary misappropriately. Your time frame was always Hebrew from the Egyptian or the Hebrew from as it became vulgarized. That's who you talk about. There was never a Jew until the 1400s, until the invention of the J during the time of King James. So you always dealt with the Hebrew people. In the Bible, there is no Jew. In the Bible, there is not the word Jew, period. In the Bible, there is not the word Jesus, period. No, it was Yeshua. It was the Hebrew. So you clean that up. Stop the confusion. Stop the confusion. So keep things in its chronological order. When we talk about helping our people, we have to keep it in chronological order. What we don't understand is that we are the only people who don't control our own clock, don't control our own time. Therefore, we don't even control our own press. So if we're going to help save our children, we have to first recognize that we are children because we don't have anything that we've accomplished to say that we are an adult. We are children when we say we want to go back home to Africa. We are children because we have not rebuilt the Black Wall Streets here in America. So we can't say we're an adult and we're going back to help Africa when we haven't done a damn thing here in America. We can't say we're going to help Africa if we haven't done a damn thing here in America. First of all, we got to get it correct in who we are. That's the number one thing that we have to be clear on. We are the descendants of enslaved Africans in America. We are the descendants of the enslaved Africans in America, also called the Dosa. That's who we are. Now you have other people who come in who are immigrants. We are the non-immigrants. Yeah, we are the non-immigrants. So therefore, what we're saying now is that we have to really make sure who we are. Now, on that slave ship that came to America, who was there on that slave ship that came to America? Were the Indians or the Pakistanis or the Arabs or the Chinese, were any of them on that slave ship? And if the answer is no, then nobody else should be in the conversation when it comes to the African-American or the Black reparations. Is not no damn people of color or no brown skin, this or that. Stop it. Start becoming intelligent. Ever on that ship, hush your lips. It can only be the Black African, because none of those other groups were here. None of those other groups care. So we have to be specific to the time frame and the people. You got Nigerians coming over here as super house Negroes, super Stevens, super Snowball, yes, Boss, all that type of stuff, being used against us and other Africans because they don't know their history and time, don't even know that they are the NOK, the N-O-K people, and not the Nigerian people, which was coming out of Britain, making that name for that country. So we're out of our minds because we're not keeping track of our time. We're out of our minds because we don't know what time it is. And then we children, because we are disconnected with time. So when we look at history, there was no one else there advocating for us, fighting for us. When we talk about history, niggas, yes, niggas, Black niggas, white niggas, Chinese niggas, Arab niggas, whatever niggas, want to talk about how the African sold other Africans. Nigga, that was late in the game. Arab slave trade started 500 years before the Europeans got involved. The Arab slave trade started 500 years, you Ashalama Lakum Negroes, before the European got involved. Let's keep our time correct. Let's check the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to correct niggas again on the language. The Atlantic Ocean is an ocean. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with grabbing and transporting slaves. No, it was the European-American slave trade that transported the Africans. Stop saying the Atlantic slave trade. That's taken away from those who were the perpetuators of slavery, who perpetuated the slavery were the European and the European-Americans. When you say Atlantic slave trade, you're leaving them out. You're leaving the murderers. You're leaving the rapists out. You're leaving the mutilators out. Get your language right. No, it was a European and European-American slave trade. Earlier than that, it was an Arab slave trade. The Arab has never shown love to the African. Right now, in April 2022, 2004, the Arabs are still practicing slavery of Africans in their home countries. The Arabs are still practicing slave trade in their own countries. They're in African countries legally, in some cases illegally, kidnapping Africans and selling them. The number one slave port in the Middle East is Kuwait. Kuwait, where you went there and fought for. No veteran should be disrespected because a veteran put their lives on the line so you Negroes can sit in your houses, own your restaurants, do your businesses, when this person put their life on the line who didn't have a damn thing to do with the skirmish or the problem. Every single war of the United States was based on money. Every single war of the United States was based on money. Every single war was based on a businessman, a CEO, a COO, wanting something that they felt they were entitled to that belonged to somebody else. Your status out, what you're fighting over. You're not fighting over democracy because you don't have that here in America. You have this guy's hypocrisy, as Malcolm said. So, no, let's keep the timeline right. Let's keep the records right. Now, what we have to look at is that the Arab started slavery had not stopped. Do you know, even as an American citizen, if you're in the military or you're going overseas, you can't even go in their medical schools? But these Negroes can come here and displace Americans, black and white, out of their own medical schools? What's up with that, politicians? You're supposed to be so racist Republican, but yeah, you let these Arabs in who killed your sons and daughters overseas. You Republicans, you only have hate for the black man and the black woman, but you let the Arabs shoot your sons and daughters down over in Afghanistan, over in Iraq, over in Kuwait, but you just want to show hate to the black. Yeah, you're a fake Republican because you let them build mosques in your cities. You let them get on your welfare. They never paid a dime into Medicare, and they robbing the system like the Hispanics, that you're robbing the system. Let's get the times right. There was no Arab niggas here. There was no Indians or Pakistanis here because there was no civil rights bill here. The only reason you Arab, you Indians, you Pakistanis, you Syrians are here because of the bodies that laid open, keeping the door of opportunity open for you. And then you walk over our dead bodies, and then you spit on us and piss on us. And then you want to say, we don't need to be equal affirmative action. Just look at our money and look at our grades. You are a disgrace to Allah. You are the dogs of the desert. You're not even true Muslims. There are no Arab Muslims. They're only Arab dogs because they disrespect the Prophet Muhammad. They disrespect the descendants of Bilal. You're less than a worm because you have not defended who the Prophet loved. The Prophet said he loved Belial. He said, Allah, lo, Belial. They fled to Abyssinia, is the Arab word for Ethiopia, which is another word for Africa. But yet you mistreat the African. You come in and you rape the African. You mutilate the African. You cannot say that you are of Allah, and then you're going to call yourself doing a Hajj. You're going to call yourself doing Ramadan. Nigga, eat you some pork and just be done with it. Get you a pork chop, get you some pig feet, eat it, because you are a hypocrite to the Korah. Let's keep the time frame right. 640 AD, you invade Africa after Mansa Musa showed you that Africa was rich with gold. You came in after the gold-colored gold, the yellow-colored gold, and then started capturing the black-colored gold. And you have not apologized or repented. That's why your butt is flooded right now. That's why Allah is kicking your butt over in the Middle East, because you are unworthy. You are slime. Check the time. You have not corrected yourself since 40 AD. You are still trafficking black little girls and black women in your countries in 2024. No more. Cat Williams on you. We're bringing everything out, bringing it to the door. Now, the Hispanics are coming in. Why are they bringing Hispanics in? Oh, we want to deal with the border of the war. Now, we got to make sure it's not Trump. We got to go with Biden. You got to choose between the lesser of the two devils. Nah, nigga, I'm choosing a halo, not no horns. Every race, every group, ask the Republicans, ask the Democrats, what you going to do for me, man or the black woman? Well, we just going to vote because we just scared of who might get in. When Trump was in, ain't a damn thing happened different since Biden or George Bush was in, or Clinton was in, or Obama was in. Obama didn't do a damn thing. Here we are, after Obama, the Constitution says that we're still three-fifths human. After Obama, it says again that slavery can be reenacted if a black man is in prison. You give up your free status if you're in prison. You're still considered identified slave. Check your amendments out, 13, 14, 15 amendments. Go to those amendments. Go to the three-fifths compromise. It takes five of you Negroes to make three votes. That's what they were arguing about. We haven't checked the time and dealt directly at what time. We haven't looked back in 1866 when the Chinese coming over here from the emperor said they go to the Supreme Court in the Vick decision, the YWICK decision, that they want to make sure they never identify with the slave or the African or the black. And these Negroes now have a hate crime bill to protect them from when they, so that white people can't beat up on them, Hispanic people can't beat up on them, black people can't beat up on them. We have the homosexual bill to protect them from being beaten up if they go out and try to recruit and that person beat them up for approaching them, trying to solicit sex from them. And the black man's been here more than 400 years and we don't have a protection bill. They still George Floyd us. They're still Sandra Bland us. They're still Trayvon Martin us. They're still Breonna Taylor us. Check the time. Nothing has changed. Whether it was a Republican or a Democrat, nothing was changed. Every group asked, what you going to give me for our vote, except the black man or the black woman. So when the politicians come to you, say, what are we getting for our vote? Everybody listening on this phone, when a black person come to you, a politician, what are we getting on our vote? Because we have not got nothing in our vote for the last 400 years. Tell them that with authority. What are we going to get for our vote? Because we have got nothing from our vote. What are they going to give us? Then you'll see that politicians are fake. They're frauds. Claude Anderson pointed out that we got to the Civil Rights Bill, the Affirmative Action Bill, with only 109 blacks in politics. Now we got over 1,000 plus in politics and have collected less and have collected less, haven't collected a damn thing. These niggas are just getting salaries and money put in their pockets. Ask them, What have you gotten for us? What are you getting for us? What are they going to offer us? Stop it. Stop it. Stop this thing. Well, they told me we better vote for Donald Trump going to do. They tell me we better vote for Biden because, no, they tell you us to vote out of fear, and they tell us to choose between the lesser of two devils. And y'all niggas are supposed to be Christians. Y'all niggas are supposed to be Muslim. Y'all niggas are supposed to be Hebrew Israelites, Church of God in Christ. Please. No. It's time to get right to check the time. Because our babies have been dying. The body count has built up. And pretty soon, there won't be no babies to save. So we got to get on the right time, on the right clock, make sure that the language fit the time. The first person to teach European white America, European white Greece, European white Rome about the black Messiah, the black Mashiach, was Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul of Tarsus. Otherwise, it was a black thing. Don't use black and brown. Don't use biopic. Don't use that stupid stuff. It has to specifically to define a land base, a history, and a culture that makes you a people. Whatever you call yourself has to be tied to a land base, a history, and a culture to make you a people. And if you're using words like minority, biopic, and all this other Afro-descendant, then you are some stupid, ignorant fools saying that keep me in slavery, keep white power over me, because I am dumb and I don't know what time it is and I can't even get my language appropriate to make sure I know who I am. So you need your butt locked up. You need to be shot up. You need to be doped up. You need to be prostituted up until you dress up, man up, woman up, and say I'm the only race that's taught to be on TV putting down or talking about my man. I'm the only race that's been taught to talk about my woman or put my woman down. You fools, the Chinese man and his woman, what conversation they having at home. You fools, you're not talking about the Japanese man or woman, what conversation they having at home. You fools, you're not talking about the Indian man and the Indian woman, what's going on in their homes. You fools, you're not talking about the Arab man and the Arab woman, what's going on in his home. You fools, you're not going over to Latin American Hispanic man knowing what's going on in his home. You sure us don't know a damn thing of what's going on in the white man's home, in the white man's with his woman. But, yeah, you putting yourself out there like ignorant fools, and then you want somebody to respect you. If you carry yourself around like an ass, how are they going to know that you're not an ass? And, yes, I'm a reverend, and the ass is in the Bible. It means a donkey. And if we're going around here like donkeys, then how could we not be called donkeys or look like if we're donkeys? So we have to start checking the time and correcting our minds, because that's the only way we're going to see the babies, save the babies, because we can't even talk to our children. We can't talk to our children because we screwed our children over. We got to the 80s and then we didn't want to tell them. We didn't want to tell them that your auntie had a breast bit off by a police dog so that you could go to school. Don't want to tell you that your uncle got his head busted in the back trying to allow you to be able to go to school. Want to tell you that your grandma got knocked down by a water hose by a fireman so that you could go to school. We don't want to tell them that your granddaddy was shot trying to pick your grandmother up when she got knocked down by the rubber, by the water hose, by the fireman, got shot in the back by the policeman because he didn't want her to pick her up. You don't want to tell them the hell that God has brought us through, and you're going to call yourself a Christian, a man of faith, a woman of faith, and you won't tell the truth of how God brought you through this? And our children are out here confused. Why are they hating us? Why are they hating me? Give me some weed so I can get away from the hell that I'm living. Give me some dope so I can escape the fact of what I'm living. I go to school and I'm put down in the books. I'm a nobody. I'm in my neighborhood. I can't even go to my own neighborhood and get a job because we don't have a community. I can't go to my own neighborhood, to the supermarket, so I can get something better to eat than an Arab or Indian gas station food? You adults, every single adult from the 1950s up, we are all guilty in having communities for our children. We just have neighborhoods where they sleep, and now they're displacing us because every single Hispanic, and I am pastor emeritus of the Spanish Church of Benton Harbor. Every Hispanic is a Republican. Every Hispanic is a Catholic. So they get in the Republican vote, so they're bringing the Catholic in, and they, the Republican and the Catholics, always vote against you. That's why your neighborhood gentrification means black removal. That's what's going
on. There you go.
What happens is whites want to stay close to the water source, so they'll move back into the inner city under George Bush back in 2020, 2010. They're moving back into the city to be close to the water and put the niggas out in the suburbs and further out away from the water source. That's why they're moving back into the city. That's why they're attacking New York. That's why they're attacking Chicago. That's why they attacked Detroit. Why they had to get house Negroes to do like Chaka Zulu. His own brothers and sisters went and killed him, jealousy of him, because they listened to the white man instead of the black man that is. Time for us to check the time clock. Look back on history and say, at this time, what happened? Why did we go against Marcus Garvey when he was able to get 13 million people together without a Twitter, without YouTube, without Facebook, and get us organized and get us where we were doing million-dollar business? Don't you know, Black America, you have a $2 trillion spending power, but you don't own a damn thing? The only thing you do is lease churches, and niggas keep building churches, and they still have a mortgage on them, so they don't even own the church.
That's
every
right.
church, every black church needs to come together and have a bank. Every black church needs to come together, have a credit union. Every black church needs to come together and have a supermarket. Every black church needs to come together and have a restaurant. Every black church needs to come together and make sure they have their own community gardens to grow their food. They have their own community gardens to grow their food so they can feed their people nutritious food, because Christ told you to feed the people. Christ told you to
there
care
you
for the people. So we want to do
Amen.
It right. We want to check our time and make sure the time is right and the time is connected
Amen.
To what we're doing with our behaviors and our activities.
All right. All right, hey, you went down there through it. I know today gonna be a great day, so we got it going on, man. I really, really appreciate you, my brother. I really, really do, and you just awesome, you know. I wish
yeah,
that our black brothers
would be. I hear you saying, you know, we gotta do stuff. The thing is, we don't educate our people to do something. After Fred Hampton, we didn't educate anybody to take Fred Hampton's spot. We didn't educate anybody to take Malcolm's spot, to take Martin Luther King's spot. We have to start educating nation builders and bump the government. Everybody wants to make the black man, the black boy, a homosexual because homosexuals cannot reproduce. That's why they're making the women lesbians, because they cannot reproduce. And they're killing the babies on the birth table. They're killing the mothers on the birth table. And their own Center for Disease Control said so, that over 80% of the deaths that happen to black women and black babies are preventable. So systemic racism killing us. It's time for us to stop killing us, and it's time for us to start loving us.
There you go. My brother, we're out of time. Love you, man. Keep up the great work. The education that you give putting out here, it's just tremendous. So I'm expecting to hear from you people today. Tell us how much you enjoyed this. So we're going to make it happen. Thanks, Doc. Got to go.